It's your favorite Baba Lao, at least I hope so. Omodum, Odileke, coming at you with another great podcast. All right, hey, so obviously the title is War, right? War, and what does Ifa Odum tell us about it? And we're going to dig into it. And not only are we going to dig into it, like I told you guys before, I'm just going to be honest with you guys, and I'm going to be unfiltered on podcasts, and I'll leave the YouTube to the educational side of the house, right? But the podcast needs to be unfiltered. People need to hear the no kidding, unfiltered, direct advice from my perspective as Odileke on Odu Ifa, and what does it relate to world events, the things that are going on. I think it's important. A lot of times people want to avoid talking about religion and politics, and it's just something that people avoid, right? And I think that is a good and a bad thing at the same time, because how do we grow if we don't challenge? How do we grow if we don't talk about those topics that are tough? You know, are we going to have that moral courage to have these discussions? Because these discussions are important. So I want to spend some time talking about that, right? And I want to talk about the war. I want to talk about China. I want to talk about Russia. I want to talk about Israel. I want to talk about Palestine. I want to talk about Hamas. I want to talk about anything that has to do with the war conflicts and the global conflicts that are going on right now. And these just happen to be what's in the headlines. And I think we need to have a chat. But obviously, before I jump in or I get any deeper, right, thank you. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for downloading the podcast. I'm super excited. I didn't realize people were listening to this podcast as much as I thought. So I've been kind of neglecting it a little bit, right? You know, it was something I was trying. But now that I see that I have 500 downloads with just 7 episodes, I'm like, you know what? It is time to get down to business with this podcast. So let's jump right in, right? Because, you know, podcast is one thing. My YouTube is educational. If you guys are not on my YouTube channel, at Fave Babalao, right? It's literally called La Regla de Ifa and Ocha, right? A lot of great material. If you don't know what the community tab looks like, get into that community tab, right? A lot of great data in there. If you're not on my Instagram, Regla_Ifa_Ocha on Instagram, right? Let's begin to learn. Teach, and let's get down to Odu Ifa. So let's talk about war. But before I talk about war, right, I want to throw a disclaimer out there, because I want to make sure that you guys understand where my mind is, right? Because war is complicated. War is complex. And I want to give you an Odu Ifa, which is Olbe Otura or Olbe Tua, right, that talks and touches, right, on the realization and emphasizes on self-mastery of wisdom, understanding, and one's role in this universe, right? And I reflect on that Odum before I start talking about war, because this Odum also begins to align the concepts of Obetua with a concept called Iwapale, which talks about good character. Right. And when we begin to understand that aspect of good character and understanding our Ori, there is something that we're missing here. Here's something that we're missing. Your Ori determines the path in your life, your destiny. Right. And we need to navigate our destiny in order to control our lives. Right. And that is something that I think a lot of people miss. Because something that is super vital, something that is very, very important, is that a lot of people, in one way, shape, or form, find themselves in worrying about uncontrollable external circumstances. things that we cannot control, things that we stress about, or things that we feel that we need to constantly communicate and constantly, you know, talk about, or and what's happening is, right, you're losing time. You're losing a lot of time because you're worried about these things that you cannot control, these external factors, instead of focusing on your internal factors. So this message goes out to everyone, but more importantly, those of you who have your mano de orumila, those of you who are in my spiritual house, you'll hear me say this over and over again. You know, worry about the things that you can control, not the things that you cannot control. Worry about your ita. For those of you who have your mano de orula, your ikofa, your awofaka, right? You have a lot of advice that was given to you. Did you forget it? Do you know it? And do you know how it correlates to your guardian orisha? Do you know what the prophecy was? Do you know what are those important things and those aspects, right? And this goes to the priests and the priestesses as well. For my babalaos, for my olorishas. Worrying about everything else. And you haven't mastered the advice on how to take control of your life, your ori, your destiny, means to me that you are wasting time worrying about things that you cannot control. Just my two cents. That is just my getting after it, unfiltered, unbiased, right? Just being real with you guys. And Odu Ifa talks about that. Many Odu Ifa, when I tie it together, comes down to the same thing. Right, the perspective, right, for personal development is where you need to invest your energy. Right? Yeah, accepting, you know, that we're trying to find peace and love and try to cure the world and stop, you know, homeless and stop hunger, and I get it. Those things are ethically and morally ingrained in us to be good people and care about those things. But you should really invest your time more on figuring out you so that you can be the best version of you instead of having to worry about the rest of the world. Because that will come. If you've mastered yourself and you found yourself in a good place, then now you're ready to give back to the community. Just food for thought. Not going to go on a rant no more. Let's talk about war. So something that's very interesting, right? And let's just talk about information. When you absorb information today in 2023, you're about to go into 2024, right? You know, we got to be very cautious, right? Because the information age is out of control. The cyber domain is out of control, right? We got a lot of people that put a lot of data out into the world, even on social media, that may not be real, right? That could be fake, right? That is another reason why you got to be very careful on what is it and what's the source, and do I need to invest my time in this because is it a waste of time? So I caution you all, be very careful about that. So let me pick on China, because you know China is a different beast on its own, right? But it's gonna involve war in a minute, right? So just bear with me. Right, we understand that China is threatening, right, the China Sea, Taiwan, and a lot of these conflicts that are inevitable almost to a certain nature. Right. And you almost got to ask yourself, how are they doing it? You know, where are they getting there? And we talk about information. A lot of the misinformation that you see comes out of state actors. Right. There's a war going on that we don't even see. That's non-kinetic. No bombs, no bullets, no nothing. Right. And that's the information war. Right. Of misinformation. And I tell you this because if you're going to think about war, you got to think like the warriors. You got to think like those leaders that are trying to fight a war without fighting a war. Winning a war without shooting one bullet makes you that much more dangerous than those who can fire a bullet because you know what's coming. Misleading people, that is the key that you need to be careful about. So China's really good at that. With the cyber and the space, they're really good at misleading the public. They're really good at, you know, as a socialist, communist country, right? They're not really good to their people, right? So you got to look at these people for who they are ethically and morally. And it's not the people, because I think the people are fine. It's the government that drives those people and mistreats those people, right? So please understand that when we talk about China, I'm talking about the Communist Party, right? That is where you begin to kind of see where this war has been flaring for a long time. And then when you look at Russia, another communist country that doesn't necessarily, you know, treat their people well or don't do necessarily good for the community, and is now, you know, lobbing rockets and all types of things into, you know, another country, whether it's a ground incursion or whether the first rocket was shot by one side or the other, not interested. You're still an actor that is still causing damage to women, children, etc. When you talk about Ukraine is now taking the offensive and they were in the defensive, right? But they're also doing the same thing. Israel doing the same thing, right? Israel gets attacked from one side, therefore they reply with a certain amount of force in order to defeat their enemies. Right. Then we talk about the Palestine. Palestine, you know, has a problem. Right. If you are going to allow terrorists into your country and to begin to work out of your country, no different than somebody coming into your house and selling drugs. Right. Think about it. And then when the cops come in for a raid, you knew that that was going on, but yet you did nothing. You're going to be held liable just as well. You're an accomplice. Right. So then you got to begin to look at that, but even see it even more complicated. Right. Because some of these folks are doing it based on gunpoint. They're doing it because they have to be. They're doing it because they're trying to protect their families. A lot of variables there. Right. So you look at that group called Hamas, the terror group. Right. That's up to no good. Right. And doesn't necessarily value life one way or another. You know, we can use the excuse of religion. We can use the excuse of trying to hold your stake, but at the end of the day, the ethics and the morals that guide human behavior is where you need to begin to judge the warfare. That's just something that I'm saying. I'm not interested in the history and the whys. I'm interested in the now and how did we get here? The history gives us data and information, but when the first rocket went off and the first life was taken and when those things occur, that is how I begin to judge the ethical and moral bounds of a situation. But here is the big disclaimer. Why is war happening? Right? Some people may even say, if God is real, why does God allow this? I'm going to tell you why. Well, number one, Olodumare is the only thing that is certain in this world. God is there. Right? Eshu. Another certain divinity that's always going to be there to maintain the duality and the balance in our life. The Orishas are always going to be there in order to guide us in this world. The Iremoles, the ones that descended from Olorun, the heavens, down to this earth in order to make things happen for us to live and evolve as humans. Boom. They're always going to be there. Our Eguns, our ancestral spirits, always going to be there. War is always going to be there. So let's think about war. In the Odum of Ogunda Meji, we talk about that war and conflict is inevitable. Right? You're always going to have people that are going to be either the opposers or the actors of that conflict or that war. Don't be surprised when there's a war. Right, that's number one, right? Because in Ogunda Meiji, this is where it speaks about conflict and the need to assert yourself and assert your will onto others. Ogunda Meiji tells us that struggle is inevitable and it's part of life. It's a catalyst so that we can change and be better. Nonetheless, Ogunda Meiji is telling us that once we're able to recognize that it is inevitable that humans are going to have disagreements and they're going to escalate into large conflicts, right? We just need to be mindful of that. We can't be blind. We're not living in cloud nine. There's no unicorns and butterflies and peace in the world. Ogun Namei gave us that roadmap already, telling us that this is a normal behavior for the world. Do we want it? No. But what did I say? It's a catalyst for change and growth. It's needed in order for us to evolve. Think about the leaders, even in the United States of America, the Martin Luther Kings and the Malcolm X's and President Kennedy when he was assassinated, and Lincoln, and you think about all these leaders, one way, shape, or form, had to be a catalyst of change and growth, right? Did we like the outcomes? Maybe, maybe not. Who knows, right? You're all entitled to your own opinions. So inevitable, right? The inevitability of conflict and war, Ogun Dameyi. But now let's explore that further, right? Let's explore that further. That catalyst of change and growth, we begin to see in the Odun of Okan Ameyi, where there is a need for a radical change. There's potential in making sure that that assertive nature from Ogun Dameyi begins to give us that idea that conflict, no matter how destructive, war, no matter how destructive, can lead to significant social and political transformation. We have to open up our eyes. We got to begin to kind of see, you know, the old saying, you know, there's a silver lining in everything. That's what Okan Ameyi is telling us. That silver lining is coming by way, right, of that conflict and war. But then we got to look at Ofunmeyi. What does Ofunmeyi tell us, right? The end, right? The balance and the resolution, right? That as we begin to find that conflict and war begins, and we begin to find the growth and the change, right? Ogun Dameyi and Okan Ameyi, then Ofunmeyi now tells us that this is the completion, the fulfillment, and the attainment of wisdom in order to get that radical change that was mentioned in Okan Ameyi. Right? This is where the Odun is encouraging the search for a balanced and a wise resolution to the conflicts, to the wars, right? And if we can get to peace and reconciliation, that's a win. But if we don't do this with the sake of a radical change in order to ensure ethics and morals in this world is maintained, you have a different problem. And that's why Ofunmeyi tells us, let's look at the silver lining and get to that balance and that resolution as soon as possible. Because we already understand that this is a bad situation to be in. People are dying. So Ofunmeyi is now telling us it's time to transition, right, from the things that we understand, the conflict, the war, the opportunity for growth and change. But now we got to find that balance. What was that radical change? Begin to attain the wisdom through Ofunmeyi and find that resolution. But here's the other thing about war. War is a messy thing. And in conflicts of war, there will always be casualties. The people who suffer, the women, the children, right? That is very unfortunate, right? The loss of life, even one life, is precious, and we have to value that, right? But in the middle of a conflict and a war, that's what begins to tear societies apart. That's what begins to tear the world apart. It's the information age. That's the reason I told you guys that. Be careful on what you're reading. Be careful on what you're listening to. Understand that you got to do a lot more piecemealing nowadays than you had to do ever. When there was no computers, it was libraries. You read something out of an encyclopedia, something that was already vetted and understood, and it was scholarly, and it was legit. It was legit, right? It was a snapshot in history that you can reference back and say, look, it's right here. This is a fact. The other problem is that nowadays you don't know fact from fiction. So then we go into the personal and collective responsibility of those war mongols, those folks that are actually in war and conflict and actually doing, whether it's information warfare or they're throwing bullets and missiles or they're in the space, you know, interfering with our GPS and my bank account or whatever it is, right? Those are real life scenarios, right? Things that have been going on already. But think about it. Think about it. And you find that in Oche Meyi. This is an Odun that talks about the transformation and the personal growth. This is a sign that talks a lot about the idea that individual actions, right, and decisions play crucial roles. So when we talk about the aspects of what is that collective responsibility, what is that personal responsibility? It means that if you're going to run your war machines and you're going to get into a conflict and you are costing life, you are responsible for it. That's Oche Meyi, right? Personal growth can be both positive and negative. There's a thing called negative reinforcement, where once you are held accountable for your actions, if they were bad, you're going to get bad things. But it's going to reinforce the ethics and the morals for the world to see. That's Oche Meyi. Odu Ifa is already giving us that roadmap. Oche Meyi is already telling us that, you know, that those actions and those decisions play a crucial role, both in the genesis and the resolution of the conflict. What started the conflict? What ends the conflict, right? So Oche Meyi tells us to look at things introspectively for personal development. But again, it's the information age. So us viewing this, we can learn a lot, right, of the critical understanding, right, the critical thinking. And how do we resolve some of these conflicts? And what do we learn from these conflicts as these things play out in today's age? And here's the kicker. We go into another Odun called Iwuri Meyi. But Iwuri Meyi talks about the contextual interpretation, the strategic thinking, right? There is an art to war. It's not a science, it's an art. And when you go to attack one place, right, you have to be prepared to understand the complexity of those situations. You have to have a deep understanding and an insight of what you're going to do and how you're going to do it. Right. I'm not trying to badmouth Russia, but I think it's pretty funny that no matter how big Russia was, you got the little guys. Right. That although supported are man, it's like chin check all day on Russia. And I find it funny. But then I also find it pretty interesting that it's a communist country that doesn't necessarily value the people. Right. And it's almost like karma has just given them a swift kick. So we look at these things, but we have to understand that Odu Ifa is talking about it. Odu Ifa is telling us about the inevitability of conflict and war, the opportunity for growth and change, right? How do we find that balance and resolution? How do we hold that personal and collective responsibility for actions that we can learn from other people? Right? Because I don't know about you, but I'd rather learn the mistakes of other people than me making the mistake and I have to learn from my own mistake. That sounds a little foolish. So as the world views war, we also have massive lessons to learn in war. And again, Iwuri Meyi is not just a sign that's a strategic thinker or a critical thinker or a war thinker, right? No, this is also for us. The bystanders, the folks that are watching from the bleachers, right? Again, I started this podcast telling you, focus on your ita, focus on your personal growth. Don't try to get emotionally involved in things that do not affect you, things that you cannot control, because that is also written in Odu Ifa. War is going to happen, right? I feel bad. I do. I don't want to see women and children die. I don't want to see anybody die, really. Right? But this is part of life. So hopefully you guys took something from this. You got some information on Odu Ifa. You got the perspective of Odu Ifa as it relates to war, and it is my perspective that I want to offer you. So again, Cyberland, always a pleasure, and I hope you enjoy this podcast as we talk about war. Iburu, Iboya, Ibucheche.